You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete, let's go to the Windy City. Where the Green Bay Packers defeated the Chicago Bears 5-1. The Packers sit now after their week one loss, their trouncing that they took against the New Orleans Saints, 24-14, the final score. Aaron Rodgers, 17 of 23, 195, 2 touchdowns. But more importantly, Aaron Rodgers, the winner of the Yeet of the Week for telling Chicago Bears fans that he owns them. I have a soft spot in my heart for the Bears, if I'm being honest, because of my dog, who's amazingly been quiet while sitting on the couch in my office for the duration of this episode. But man alive, does Aaron Rodgers own them? And I hate Aaron Rodgers. He has made my life as a Cowboys fan miserable far more often than I would like to admit. However, I love this. Pete, you're a WWE guy. I love it. Rub it
more
in.
More WWE in the NFL.
Tell him you own him because you do, Aaron Rodgers.
The question here I come out of this game with, and it's the question Chicago is asking itself this morning. Why do we have the second best pizza in the United States? And when is Aaron Rodgers going to retire already? Free play early in this game for Justin Fields is intercepted, as you mentioned. He shouted, "I still own you," to the crowd, which is a next level taunt. Beautiful. I imagine he's going to get fined, right? This is the new NFL.
Who cares?
Aaron Rodgers. I'll read the numbers. 21-5 against the Bears in his career. 66.9% winning percentage. 238.8 yards per game. 58 touchdowns. 10 interceptions. When is he going to retire? Hopefully not anytime soon for us who love the game in the NFL. But Justin Fields is not going to beat Aaron Rodgers anytime soon.
I do see this as a path from a story arc perspective, similar to the Patriots and the Bills. Remember, Tom Brady was like 1,001 against the Bills in his career with New England. He leaves. All of a sudden, Josh Allen takes off. The Bills kind of arrive. If and when Aaron Rodgers is out of the division next year, it does feel like it could belong to Justin Fields and the Bears. He might be the Josh Allen in this situation, so to speak, because the Vikings and the Lions are basically the Jets and the Dolphins of this particular analogy. So it is what it is. The Bears fall to 3-3.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.